On my first full day in Israel in August 2014, I got into the passenger seat of my brother Gabi's tan Buick sedan and we started heading south along a broad highway, with the transparent azure water of the Mediterranean on our right. At 64, Gabi's once bronze-colored hair had thinned and grayed, but he was fit and healthy and ebullient on this day, thrilled to show me around his home turf. We were headed to see our mother's oldest and dearest friends, Gretti and Shmulek Berger, in the city of Ashkelon, near Israel's southern border with Gaza. Principal of his own law firm with a busy practice in real estate transactions, Gabi was relatively free to hang out because it was the annual two-week holiday in the Israeli court system. Under the ceasefire declared just 2 days before I left Okinawa, Israel had withdrawn its troops from Gaza, while Hamas had mostly restrained its fighters and other groups from launching missiles. Still, the situation remained very tense. Ashkelon was well within range of Hamas's projectiles, but we drove in that direction without too much worry. If the rocket fire restarted, Gabi explained, he would receive a text message on his phone. Meanwhile, he took calls from his office and from various clients on the car's speakerphone, while I gazed out the window, watching the busy towns on the coast give way to a sun-baked desert of sand and scrub on one side and the Mediterranean on the other. About an hour after we left Tel Aviv, he pulled the car off the highway and turned away from the sea onto a side road. After two more turns, we stopped in front of a farmhouse with a workshop attached. A few Asian workers in triangular hats and cloths tied around their necks paused, tools in their hands, and greeted us politely. Gabi nodded at them and then gestured at what seemed to be a small office or tool shed perched atop the workshop itself.
"That was the first place we lived after we left the kibbutz," Gabi said, referring to my parents' decision to quit Ma'agan, the kibbutz on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, far to the north, where they'd been living since they arrived in Israel. Natives of Budapest, Hungary, my parents survived the Shoah as teenagers. My mother was in the infamous concentration camp at Auschwitz and a work camp for nearly a year, while my father, chased through the streets by Hungarian affiliates of the Nazis, was forced into the city's ghetto until the Soviet liberation in the winter of 1944 through 1945. In the war's aftermath, having decided independently that the Jews needed their own state to endure as a people, they each joined a Zionist socialist youth organization called Habonim, which is where they met and fell in love. They stayed active in the organization even after it was declared illegal by Hungary's new communist regime, and later, my father helped my mother slip across the Hungarian border, along with many other Jews, before fleeing himself. When they arrived in Israel in 1949, just a few months after the War of Independence had ended, they changed their names from Vera and Andre to Chana and Avri, and selected Kibbutz Ma'agan for its affiliation with Habonim. They spent their first months happily living in a tent on the beach, while my father drove a tractor in the kibbutz's orange groves and my mother worked both in the kitchen and caring for the community's growing number of toddlers. They married in a field in the kibbutz, both taking the last name Mikaeli, and Gabi was born shortly thereafter. They soon found the kibbutz's rules and procedures grating, however. Collective living meant sacrificing even minor luxuries, while governance was often a tedious, politically fraught negotiation. When my mother's aunt in Hungary sent her a package of clothing and other household items, the kibbutz members met and decided to distribute the contents according to need as well as seniority. The aunt's dresses, appropriate for maternity wear, were given to the many pregnant women, while a crisp white tablecloth was given to the older kibbutz members who sat at their own table in the dining hall.
Also, per the kibbutz's program, Gabi spent his first 5 years playing, eating, and sleeping in the children's house, which he hated, darting across the kibbutz compound to reach our parents' cabin at any opportunity.
They stayed on the kibbutz for 4 years, long enough for my father to get an exemption from additional military duties, because the kibbutz was very close to the Syrian border. Living there was considered a kind of frontline service, and he was issued a uniform and assigned the rank of private, although he never had to go to boot camp and received only rudimentary training himself.